so much for tuning in to List of Recipes by Country today. Today's episode is titled, Taiwan, Taiwanese Beef Noodle. This podcast is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2? Question mark. Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Taiwan hosts the Taipei International Beef Noodle Festival every year, where wheat noodles are eaten by the gallon, their soup floating in a savory broth that simmers for days in beef bones. Although its origins are in Chinese, it is considered the national dish of Taiwan. It is even sold in 7-Elevens across the island, and its distinctly Taiwanese spin gives it a distinctly Taiwanese spin, with its pickled mustard vegetables and spicy beef broth. Chinese and Muslim beef noodles, also known as Dun King Niu or Dun King noodles, and each restaurant has its own closely guarded secret recipe. There are two common variants of beef noodles, which differ in the preparation of the broth, the braised beef noodle soup and the spicy beef broth. Halal Kingzhen meat is often used, and the soy sauce has a light flavor that can be seasoned with salt and herbs, resulting in a flavor that is similar to the spicy beef stock of braised beef noodle soup, but less spicy. Taiwanese beef noodle soup can seem incredibly complicated and intimidating as a recipe, despite its simplicity and icon. Taiwanese beef noodle soup with pickled mustard vegetables, soy sauce, garlic, ginger and a touch of salt and pepper, as well as the usual ingredients. Honestly, I've always been a big fan, especially as a kid because my dad loved beef noodles, which we had almost every other day. Now I learn that there is more than one type of beef noodles and the flavors can be so different. It is one of those foods where you yearn for something if you want it, pay someone else to make it for you, or convince yourself that you actually crave something else. The red braised noodle soup is probably inspired by Xiao Wan, a street food native to Chengdu, the capital of Sichuan. In this recipe I have prepared one that tastes like you would expect from a pasta shop. Red braising Hong Shao is a popular method of Chinese cuisine and usually consists of beef noodles with meat braisers in soy sauce. It is meant as a side dish to a traditional dish of red stewed meat and pasta, usually meant to be braised with soy sauces for at least 30 minutes. The most pleasant and powerful is a rich, creamy, spicy and spicy sauce rich in garlic, ginger, soy sauce and garlic. Xiao Wan, a fermented broad bean paste and red beef stew soup, is a staple of Sichuan cuisine and talks about the region's influence on the dish. It has been a staple of New York City's Chinatown for decades and is considered by many to be the national dish of Taiwan, but recently, young Taiwanese, American chefs have been cleaning on a grass, fed beef noodles with spin, and it has become one of the most popular dishes in New York's Chinatown. Red braised beef noodle soup is one of the most popular dishes I've found in New York City, and it's the perfect soup for a cold winter night. The broth has red chili oil floating above, filling the air with the scent of spices, perfect for cool weather. But the essence of beef noodles lies in the broth found at the bottom of a bowl of this soup, with a little salt and pepper and a hint of garlic. As you could guess from the name, the grayish-brown broth is refined with red chili oil and garlic, as well as a little salt and pepper. King Dun Niu, or Ro Mian Bebe, a beef noodle soup prepared by people of Muslim, Chinese background, and Chi Qie Dun, a red braised beef soup. The beef used in the clear broth of the beef noodle soup should be slaughtered the day before cooking. There is a restaurant in Lanzhou beef noodle that sells a version with the clearer broth, however, this recipe was created in Taiwan by veterans of the Kuomintang and is a so-called red braised beef noodle soup. The beef noodle soup is served with a variety of vegetables such as carrots, onions, tomatoes, peppers, garlic, ginger and peppers. Although the main ingredient is beef noodle broth, some restaurants prepare the dish differently. Beef is often used in various ways, although sometimes breast puree is used, and the bowl arrives hot with one side of pickled radish, red cabbage, green onions, garlic, ginger and other vegetables. I remember it was a really big deal when we first opened the restaurant a few years ago, and one of the best places to start is the Hang on the corner of a street in Taipei City, Hang. This has been List of Recipes by Country, Episode 9. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.